This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Martin Roper. How are you, Martin?
I'm good, Robert. Thank you.
And this is an exciting day. Martin has been the CEO since 2001 of Boston Beer Company, which, you know, Samuel Adams, Twisted Tea, you know, what do we have here?
Angry Orchard,
which is my favorite. And today is his last day on the job, and he has grown the business. It's gone, 400%?
Yep, fourfold.
Fourfold. Every year the stock has grown 20% compounded. Incredible story of what you've done with brand extensions. So let's just start.
Well, we should start by having a beer, brother.
Okay.
There you go. Because we should celebrate this moment.
We're going to celebrate. This is the final one. And everyone listening in, we have a couple of 100,000 entrepreneurs, CEOs listening in. We are actually pouring a beer right now. There you go. And, he knows how to pour it.
This is the Angry Orchard Rosé.
I've never had it.
With red flesh apple from France. And I think you're going to love this. Quite apart from the color, you're going to love the flavor.
Well, it looks terrific. Okay. Cheers to your final day.
Thank you.
Here's the first question. How do you achieve that type of growth? What's the secret to it?
Well, I think it's taking a long-term view on, you know, how you create value and innovating. And
So now we're
distracted by the taste. So
yes. Well, that's a good thing.
I think it's listening to your customers or your drinkers and understanding what they're looking for and providing them with unique experiences and continuing to innovate as their tastes change to meet their changes. So a very strong focus on what the customer wants and innovating to meet that.
How do you really know what the customer wants? Is it focus groups? Is it executives sitting around? Is it visiting bars? What do you do?
Well, I think you've got to meet them and talk to them. And we're fortunate to be in an industry where you can do that in bars. So you spend a fair amount of time in bars talking to customers about what do they like to drink, what are they looking for in flavor. And you can do focus groups and more quantitative surveys, but there's nothing beats being out in a bar or in a supermarket asking people, why are you buying that? What are you looking for? How can you be serviced better? And so that frontline contact is really important.
Okay, and you significantly expanded the brand as CEO. Tell me, what was the one most exciting, the biggest challenge you had in coming up with a new product and that really surprised you that it was an exciting winner?
Yeah, well, I think I'll talk about Angry Orchard, which we launched in 2010 and 11, and we'd actually been in the cider business since 97 with a brand called Hardcore, and we'd sort of given up on cider as a category, and it wasn't really growing. And in 08, we suddenly realized that our Hardcore numbers were coming back, and they were very small, but they were coming back, and we went back and we did this walking into bars, talking to people, why are you drinking cider? And it emerged that the drinker had moved to sweet. The drinker in the 90s had been on a dry cider. They now had moved to sweet. They were interested in sweet ciders. Hardcore wasn't a sweet cider. And there was an opportunity for us to relaunch and play. And we developed Angry Orchard, both to beat the competition on a flavor and quality basis, to use the best ingredients and capture them in the bottle, as you're experiencing now. And then we also looked at the branding and how to position it as fun and coming from the orchard, coming from nature. And no one was really doing that in the category. It was all a European brand imagery or that sort of thing, and no one was sort of saying, no, this comes from the farm. And so we said, no, well, this comes from the farm. It comes from, as it happens, French and Italian farms. Let's put the orchard on the bottle. And so that came together in the magic of Angry Orchard and the flavor of the liquid.
When you talk about Sam Adams, talk about what the company actually is. I know it started in 1984, and it really was among the first of real microbreweries in America. So what to you is the company, the essence of it? Well, and you work day in, day out with the founder as well.
Sure. I've been here 24 years working with Jim Cook, the sort of legendary founder of Sam Adams. And I think the essence has always been providing a unique drinking experience to beer drinkers in the U.S. And certainly that started off with an incredible focus on craft beer and brewing beers that had never been brewed before. And over the last 15 years, it's also morphed to brewing ciders, teas, and other flavored malt beverages that aren't available to U.S. drinkers. And we've taken a company that had a core craft brewing credentials and great expertise in how to create flavor and how to put flavor in a bottle and how to deliver it to a customer in a fresh way. And we've then expanded that to cider and tea and other beverages.
And it must have been interesting when you were going up against the big companies early on, and here you are, I guess by default, you just said you know flavor. That's why you went into craft.
Well, yeah, we were producing flavors that they thought most people wouldn't accept, mm-hmm. and so they were focused on drinkers wanting maybe more watered-down flavors. We focused on capturing the flavor in the bottle and delivering unique experiences.
Like the cherry wheat.
Like the cherry wheat.
Cool.
Or there was Scotch Ale, there was Honey Porter, there was Cream Stout, there was Irish Red, a complete range. At one point in time, I think we were brewing 60 different Sam Adams styles, and offering those to drinkers as an exploration. And that's brought more drinkers into craft, and that's helped the craft category grow. And we've done it, I think, in a way of, you know, beer, not many people think about beer as having freshness issues, but beer is like milk, it goes off.
And we've done over how long? What time period?
Over about 3 months.
In the bottle.
In the bottle, it will go off. You'll lose some of the freshest flavors, and
that's a good selling point to have people consume.
Yeah,
the product,
it's a slow degradation, but it's noticeable. Like if we tasted beer that was 2 weeks old, you would notice it. So we've put a lot of effort into delivering fresher beer to retailers and taking inventory out of the system and moving to just in time demand and under our freshest beer program. And so our emphasis on delivering great experience to drinkers. It starts with the ingredients and the best ingredients. It continues as to how do you capture those in the bottle, and then it also continues right through the supply chain because there's so many steps where beer can degrade.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Martin Roper, who's the 17-year CEO of Boston Brewing Company with Samuel Adams as at the forefront. And today is actually his finale day, so we're celebrating, and I am having some of this Rosé Angry Orchard right now.
Cheers, Robert.
Cheers. So the question is then, not many people have the opportunity to take a truly iconic founder who was in the business and then become the CEO. And the founder stays in the business, is doing incredible things day in, day out, but now you have the role of CEO. What is that experience like? Very few people have that.
Yeah, I think it's a very unique experience because the founder is iconic not only to the industry and to the media.
He's a brand in and of himself.
But also to the employees, right? But I think founders are typically good at certain things, and one of them is risk-taking and ideation and being visionary, and not so good necessarily at putting structure in place and the processes in place that you need to scale a business. And so I think it's quite normal for founders to find a CEO or an operator to come in and help them do that, and certainly that was how I arrived at Boston Beer, was to help Boston Beer grow its supply chain, and I quickly identified there was more than just supply chain. There was accounting, there was HR, there was legal, there was everything needed to scale and put in place procedures and hire people to allow us to do so. And from that experience in the 90s, Jim asked me to be CEO, and I was able to continue that and expand it into the marketing and sales side of the business, where we also added to what he had built. But we added new brands, we added new capabilities on the sales side, and we professionalized a highly entrepreneurial organization to where we still have the keys of the entrepreneurial piece, the hunger, the focus on the retailers and the customers, but we also have the procedures and policies in place that allow us to manage risk and also to scale quickly.
And could I just ask you, are you allowed to say what your favorite of the beers are?
So my favorite beer is Oktoberfest, which is a beautiful representation of Moravian malt. And it's one of my favorites because I met my wife while drinking several of them. And I'm sure that the Oktoberfest helped a little in reducing the inhibitions that I would have in such a situation. So I love the Oktoberfest, and it's my favorite Sam Adams style.
What is the key to a great beer? You have 1 minute till commercial.
I think the key to a great beer is balance. The balance between hops and malt, a balance of flavor, a freshness of flavor. Hops are flowers. They're very fragile. And to capture that flavor in a bottle is the key, and then to balance it with the sweetness and body of the malt. So I think it's about balance, and that's what I look for in a great beer.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Martin Roper, who is the CEO, his finale day of Boston Beer Company. When we come back, we're going to hear about his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Martin Roper, the 17-year CEO of Boston Beer Company, which, of course, has Samuel Adams at the forefront. And you have achieved success where you've quadrupled in terms of your revenue. You've had 20% annual stock growth compounded every year. What is your real leadership philosophy, if you could talk about how you view the leadership role?
Sure. I view the leadership role as finding ways to empower people to deliver against the goals of the company, and that involves hiring great people, training and mentoring them, providing them with the tools that they need to achieve the goals, and creating an organizational culture that's flat in terms of structure and titles, and where you can leverage everybody and avoid the politics that are normally associated. So I'm a big believer that culture and values, beats strategy and execution, and that if you treat employees well and tell them what's expected, that they will surprise you in many ways. And so my leadership philosophy is to focus on making sure the employees are empowered to do so.
What unique practices do you have here at Samuel Adams Boston Beer Company, that you use, that you say, we do this, and we think we're the one company that does this, and this really builds the culture? Because you're saying culture is more important than strategy.
Sure. Well, I think our culture is built around respect of the individual and an open dialogue process that's sometimes referred to as discussing the undiscussables, and it has another swear
word. Is that in front of a lot of people? Is it one-on-one?
It's both. We invite questions in large groups on any subject, unscripted. Most of our forums are unscripted, so it's both. But it's also encouraging people to go, if you have a problem, go to the person who can make a difference. Don't go to the person who will just share your story and you'll both commiserate. And so we also have an organization where there's open doors. I've never had a personal assistant to manage calendar.
You do it yourself.
You bump into people in corridors, in restrooms, as corny as it may sound, in the bar, obviously in the elevator, and there's an open dialogue of what's going on, what are you worried about, how can I help? And this goes back to the empowerment. And so I think it's, I believe that people will do the right thing given the opportunities, and you have to break the barriers down to allow them to do so.
What is it that you're proudest of as CEO?
I think, I look back and we were faced with a challenge in 2008 where we found glass particles in bottles of Sam Adams at the brewery, and we didn't know, what was causing it, and we didn't know really how widespread it was, but we made the decision to recall because it didn't represent the quality. And for us, it was somewhat of a life-threatening moment. But the organization came together, and we had people work 48 hours in a row to go visit retailers to inspect bottles looking for this problem. It was quite minor in how frequently it occurred, but the whole industry rallied around us. And so for me, that's something that I'm incredibly proud of, how our own organization reacted and then how our customers reacted. And I think it shows that if you treat our customers right, they will come back and help you. And that was just a great example. We pulled 2-3 million cases out of the market in a matter of days.
So this was a matter of days. It happened,
yep.
And you just went for it, and you knew it was the right decision. No question.
We built a company on quality and over-delivering to the customer, and for us, the possibility that there might be a little piece of glass or grit in a bottle was more than enough for us to say that's the right thing to do. And at the time, you know, it felt like we were jumping off a cliff and putting the business at risk, but the love came back to us.
Absolutely. I would think so. That's the core of great businesses. They know their customers, they care, and like you're saying, it's about respect.
Yes, that's exactly right. And if you listen to your customers and talk to them, they tell you what they want, and you have to refine.
Well, are your customers the end user, or who are they, distributors, or the bars,
well,
or you have everyone to customers?
We have a very complicated model. We sell to wholesalers, who sell to retailers, who sell to drinkers, and every one person in that chain is our customer. Although the only people who write checks are the wholesalers. That's where you get money. But everybody, and you have to listen to everybody and try and work out how to improve everyone's experience. How can you improve the retailer's experience of building a display or merchandising? And so it's the whole chain.
So I have to ask you, now there are tons of microbreweries. You were sort of the original coming in, but now they're also attacking all of your business, I'm guessing. How do you manage that strategically?
Well, I think you try and lead through innovation and new ideas. We've just launched Sam Adams 76, which is a totally new concept in brewing and getting hop flavor into a beer. The hops are added during secondary fermentation, and we've discovered that the yeast and the hops combined in that process produce some very unique flavors. So I think you can continue to lead through technology in the beer space and through innovation while making sure that you have the highest quality and the freshest beer in the marketplace. And you can also win on those avenues, even against a small local.
As CEO, what's really on your dashboard? When you wake up in the morning, what are you looking at? What are you measuring? How do you know that the business is succeeding? Because you're talking about culture, but that's harder to measure unless you do the engagement.
I'm looking for repeat purchase.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively easy to get trial, but are we getting repeat and are people adopting our brands? So you're looking for that, and so you're spending a lot of time at retail or talking to drinkers and looking for those signs and trying to understand what those barriers are and why may someone else, and you mentioned the big brewers and the local, why might they be getting repeat that we're not, and how do we solve those issues?
Is there any secret of bringing a new product to market and making it a great success immediately? We have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening, they want to know this.
Well, I think it helps if you're going into some space where there's some consumer interest in what you're about to do and where there isn't perhaps directly competing strong players. So certainly part of our success has been identifying spaces where there isn't a strong player, where there's definite interest, and then going and doing it better than what is currently being done. And by better, I mean better quality flavor, a preference for flavor over the competing product, a better value proposition, better packaging, better branding, better execution.
If you look at transformative CEOs, clearly you are a transformative CEO. You've grown, 400%. What are the characteristics that you believe are essential that a transformative CEO needs?
So I believe you need a vision of where you're trying to get to, an understanding of why the business can strategically succeed, and then you need to empower the employees to do everything possible to get you there, and you need to learn from your failures. And that requires a long-term perspective. It's pretty easy, and we've had instances where we've had failures that 3-4 years later turn out to be magnificent successes. And so some patience and some caution on discontinuing and an approach of iterating and improving continuously has allowed us to turn some of our failures into some of our biggest successes.
So you have 1 minute left. Let's talk about philanthropy, something that I know is dear to your heart.
Yes. I think back in 2008, we started a program called Brewing the American Dream, and the goal was to find a way to leverage our skills and our support of the program to help entrepreneurs in the food and beverage industry. And it basically provides loans and consulting advice and mentoring to people starting out in the food and beverage sector. So it's our way of supporting the industry that we've been part of, and also our way of giving back our employee time and financially in an area that is underserved.
This is being your last national interview as CEO. Any final words to all of your fans and your customers?
Well, I'd say that some of the best decisions in life are made over a beer. That's where I met my wife, and so I would encourage everyone to have a drink and make a good decision.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hello, America. I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. Today, we are talking with Christian Hadid. Christian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am terrific. We're here in Dallas, Texas this morning. Christian is the founder and CEO of a company called Student Made. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Student Made?
Yeah, so we clean houses, and we hire primarily students. But everything that we do is about helping our people develop the skills they really need to be successful after they leave our company. So sometimes we forget that we clean because it's all about learning and growing.
And you've got about 100 employees right now, correct?
Give or take, yep.
And the company is based in Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville. Mm-hmm.
And ironically, that's because you went to the University of Florida,
yes,
correct?
Okay. Yes.
And I understand that you actually started out to be a finance major. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so I was very lost in college. Changed my major 9 times.
Nine times.
Ended up with finance because I thought investment banker, you make 6 figures. It sounded pretty easy to me. I had no idea what it actually meant. And then that's, you know, this company unintentionally started my sophomore year of college, and that's just kind of how my life took a turn.
Okay, so you say unintentionally, but what was the aha moment that created Student Made?
Well, I started cleaning because I wanted to buy a pair of jeans that I could not afford.
Really?
And they were $99, so I put an ad on Craigslist to buy just for this one pair of jeans. A woman hired me. It was a disaster. I had no idea what I was doing, but she really needed help, so she said, hey, I'll hire you to come back every week. And then she taught me how to clean, and then she told her friends about me, and it was very small. But the turning point for me was right before my senior year. I got this big contract to clean hundreds of empty apartments. And there were like 800 and something filthy college, you know, empty apartments.
Yeah.
We had 3 weeks to do the work, and it was just me. So I had to hire people. I didn't know anything about leadership, inspiring a team, leading a team. And long story short, hired 60 students. I was such a bad leader that 45 quit at the same time, 75% of the team, a couple days in. And that was, for me, the moment that just inspired my obsession with learning how to be a better leader.
Wow, that's a challenge that you really have to overcome. And were you able to grow from that and overcome that challenge?
Yeah, you know, I was panicking because there were so many apartments to clean. I wish I could say that I wanted to do the right thing, but in the situation, I just thought I have to get these people back because these apartments must be cleaned. And I was able to call a meeting at my house that night. I promised everyone an early paycheck if they showed up, so everyone showed up. And I was...
Great idea.
Yeah. You know, I was vulnerable. I just said, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this before. And I realize now that I became a human to them. And I think they wanted to help me because of that. And so, yeah, after that summer, I decided to turn down a job in finance and stick with this company, even though no one really understood why I'd want to do that. And here we are 11 years later.
Well, I think and before we went on camera, you were talking that it's really not just obviously a cleaning service.
Right.
It's you're empowering students to be successful in life. Mm-hmm. And you do that by actually making them take classes, but they get paid to take the classes. Mm-hmm. What a brilliant move. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about the classes that they take besides learning how to clean, obviously.
Yeah. Well, let me back up a bit to share just how that even came to be.
Uh-huh.
You know, because here I am. I'm at the helm of this operation. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have any leadership training. I was 21 when I turned down this job, and now I'm full-time in this business. And I was learning things myself the hard way. I was failing left and right. And every time I would learn something, I would think, man, my people probably need to learn this. You
know?
And it kind of felt selfish to keep it to just me. And so I would have these small little gatherings where I would bring people in and say, hey, let me tell you about a book I just read, or let me tell you about something that happened today that I learned from. And people really wanted that, and they liked that. And so then we sort of formalized it. And now we have curriculum, everything around teaching people how to listen and what empathy is and how to be compassionate and how to confront someone and how to find your strengths and all these things that don't have anything to do with cleaning but really are what make you successful in life. I describe us as a social nonprofit, even though we really are not, because we don't make any money. Everything we make, we put back into this curriculum for our students.
And what a great example too. I mean, it very unusual, by
yes.
the way. You know, so, you talk about the culture of mm-hmm. teaching, and I understand now that you've actually written the book,
mm-hmm.
Permission to Screw Up. What a great title! Talk to me a little bit about the book and how that came to be.
Yeah, so I always wanted to write a book, but I never knew what to write about, and my good friend Simon Sinek. I'm sure you,
yes.
you know Simon.
Yes.
A long time ago, he invited me to this conference in Aspen. And he didn't tell me that I was the speaker. When I got there, he said, "You're speaking." And I'm like, "About what?" And he wanted me to talk about millennials. And this was something that I had never talked about before. And it just so happened that, my publisher was in the audience. And so he said, "Hey, I want you to write a book." And I said, "Okay." And I thought he wanted me to write about millennials because that's what I talked about. And so I wrote this book, and it felt empty. And I realized that everything that I was saying applied to all human beings, not just millennials.
Yeah, sure.
So I threw it away and wrote another book about success, and that felt completely empty. And actually, Simon, I said, "How do you know if you're writing the right book?" And he said, it's the right book if it's really hard to write.
It's the right book if it's really hard to write.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, what would make it hard to write? And I realized I had talked about all the lessons I learned, but not how I learned them. And so I decided to make it about learning the lessons and how hard it was and what I had to go through and the obstacles and the failures to teach me. You know, I learned how to empower people only because I micromanaged people and made them feel powerless, right? I learned how to value people because I made them feel this big and 45 people walked out on me. And so, yeah, that the book is about how I learned to lead by doing it all wrong. And I think we have to share that more because it makes leadership more attainable.
And ergo, the title, Permission to Screw Up. I love it. It's terrific. So your company email address for our listeners, if they want to find out more about Student Made, is?
Kristen@studentmade.com is my email.
Well, that's your email address and the website?
My company was studentmade.com.
Okay, studentmade.com.
Yep.
Got it. All right.
Yep.
This is Bill Peters, and you're listening to the CEO Show, where we talk with CEOs who are transforming the fabric of America. And today we're with Kristen Hadid, the founder and CEO of Student Made. And Kristen, as we talk a little bit further about, first we talk about obviously the beginnings of Student Made, and we talk about, we've talked about your Permission to Screw Up book, which I think is fantastic. Talk again a little bit. You just touched on the subject of millennials, and before we went on the air, you mentioned to me, you know, hey, I'd like to talk about millennials.
Yeah.
So here, we've got 700,000 listeners out there today. Let's talk a little bit about millennials. I know that there have been some very funny YouTube videos out there that really kind of, I hate to say the word, put down millennials, but that's really not the case, is it?
No, you know, I think first I just want to say I don't think we can paint everyone with the same brush and say all millennials are this way and all baby boomers are this way, you know. But in my company, we do hire primarily millennials and Gen Z, the generation that comes after, and we see all kinds of things. You know, we see parents coming in and applying for jobs on behalf of their kids or wanting to be in the interview, or we see just this lack of independence and problem-solving abilities because I think we rely on technology. You know, we Google the answer. We ask the app, how do I get to this location? And step by step, we have the instructions. We don't have to think. So I think instead of saying, oh, what's wrong with you know, this person or that person, I looked at what do I need to teach people?
So, Kristen, we have quite a bit of entrepreneurs listening today. Or they're thinking about starting a company, and and you're the classic case here of an entrepreneur who's been, you know, had an idea, took it to fruition, and and you're living the dream, so to speak. What advice can you give our listeners who are thinking about starting a new company or even starting, you know, from scratch with something else?
Yeah, I think the main thing is you have to be excited. And you have to feel it. And it has to be something that you're so energized about. And cleaning was not what I was energized about, right? So it may not be the what. For me, it was all about the learning and the growing and the helping people. And that's what continues to energize me. And there are people around that would say, why don't you pick a different industry? And why don't you, you know, and sometimes I thought, should I? But I always followed what made me excited. And I just learned that you can find purpose in the most unlikely places. If you can find it in a cleaning company, I would argue you could find, you know, anywhere. But, yeah, I think you just have to follow that and not listen to the people who maybe suggest otherwise.
Now, just a detailed question.
Yes.
But it just came into my mind. When your people, your employees go out and clean, are the homeowners or the people they're cleaning for usually there?
Sometimes they are, sometimes they are not. And we clean at night. We do commercial buildings, so we're open day and night. So sometimes there is not you know, a resident there or an office person there, but they're always in teams of two.
Oh.
And so that's how we work on the relationship piece and help them really create these connections. And
what a great idea. So it's not one person going to a residence.
Mm-hmm.
It's two people going and working as a team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Christian, this has been absolutely great today. I loved having you on the show and learning about your culture, which is really special for a cleaning company, but it's not really a cleaning company as much as it is a cultural teaching company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you the best of success.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on the CEO show today.
Thank you for having me.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, America. I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. We're here today with Dan Price. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm excellent. End of the day in Dallas, Texas. Dan is the founder and CEO of Gravity Payment Systems. Now, this is a pretty unique company, and I'm going to let Dan tell us a little bit about the company and why it is unique. So, Dan, there are other payment systems out there. What makes Gravity so special?
So, for us, our entire mission as a company is to stick up for the little gal or guy. We think that independent business owners are really economic heroes in the United States. And the big corporate interests, big banks and whatnot, they tend to take advantage of them, and so we're there filling the gap, trying to stick up for that little gal, little guy independent business. And a big area where corporate America takes advantage of independent businesses is on credit card processing, which a lot of people ask me, like, what is that exactly? How does it work? Well, you as a consumer, you use your credit card, and it's nice and easy and great. It's free, or maybe even you get points. But the retailer or the e-commerce company that you're paying, they're paying big fees on that, and it's very opaque, and they really get a bad deal. So we're trying to give them a fair deal on their credit card processing so that they can have no headaches, good service, and just be able to accept payment without all those extra fees and problems.
Now, Dan, you're not a startup. You've been around since 2004, and you explained to me before we went on the air that really, talk about basis points, because we've got about 700,000 listeners out there.
Yeah.
Many of them are startup entrepreneurs and CEOs of small companies. And this is a key feature of saving on your expenses. So talk about the difference in basis points.
Yeah, so the way I got started in the industry was there was a coffee shop owner that helped my high school band by basically letting us play in her coffee shop, and it was fantastic. And I wanted to help her out, and she was struggling with her credit card processing. So I started to dive into it, and I realized that what these big companies like First Data and Payment Tech and Elavon and Wells Fargo Merchant Services, Bank of America Merchant Services, what they have in common is they all charge between 70, 80, 90 basis points to small mom-and-pop businesses. And a basis point is 0.01%, right? So they charge, in round numbers, about 1% over what the industry standard Visa and MasterCard costs are to process the payments. And that number just seemed really unsustainable and unfair to me. And so right at the beginning, we said, well, we're going to try to aim for about 30 basis points, so about 0.33%. So we literally were charging less than half what the rest of the industry was charging. And that was when I was, 17, 18, 19 years old. And so I didn't necessarily have the best business brain on my shoulders, but I got really lucky, because out of doing that, you would say, how can we stay in business? But the way that it worked for us was our growth came from word-of-mouth referrals, and our customers stayed loyal to us, almost like building more of a community as opposed to just building a traditional company, where our clients were the ones that were out there like evangelizing our service. And so as a result, we keep our clients for 3, 4, 5 times as long as our competitors, and we don't have to have high-pressured commission salespeople. In fact, we have no commission salespeople. And so we
charge, no commission salespeople.
Yeah, so we charge a third of what everybody else charges. And our goal, somebody asked me, well, what if somebody comes out and tries to charge a third of what you guys are charging? And I said, well, I hope that that's us. And if it's somebody else, I'll give them a huge high five and be really happy, because there's plenty of things that I could do in this world.
And there
are. I want my clients taken care of. That's what's important to me.
If not hundreds of thousands, I would say at least a million small businesses out there in the United States that could benefit from your services.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the way that somebody can do that, they can go on our website, gravitypayments.com, or they can call in. I mean, we like to do a side-by-side comparison, not just of the financial component, but we also want to eliminate headaches from credit card processing. So some of the things we've done is created automated accounting systems that save the accountant time when they're reconciling the credit card processing and all the deposits and everything. We've also integrated it into the latest and greatest cloud solutions point-of-sale systems, so that it's as seamless as possible. When I started, I was really out against the big credit card companies that were taking advantage of merchants. But as time goes on, these independent businesses are also kind of under assault by the likes of Amazon and other companies like that. And what Amazon has is all that money to invest in making it a seamless transaction. So we've gone out and partnered with the top software companies out there that create that same seamless transaction for your independent business. And my whole goal in life, my whole goal in business, is just to support that competition, right? Because we all talk about here, you know, it's conscious capitalism and free markets and all that. But most of that is kind of BS. There's a lot of rigging of the system. And the more we can support independent entrepreneurs, the more they can tear down those barriers. But the more we support corporate America and the big companies, they're the ones trying to create the barriers. So we're building the software, hopefully, that your independent business will be able to go toe-to-toe with Amazon and knock their socks off.
Dan, we've got about a minute and a half left, and we owe it to our listeners who are really tuning in to get CEO wisdom. So I'm going to ask the question, what advice can you give to our listeners?
Every time I've gone away from the rules of economics and the rules of business that I learned as a student of those sciences and go with the things that I learned in kindergarten, first grade, third grade about how to treat people, or about how to think about your business, where I'm going to put doing the right thing, keeping a commitment, meeting somebody's practical needs over making money. So it's not doing well by doing good. It's just doing good. And even if it makes you do not as well, that's fine. And if business owners out there do that, your team will see that authenticity. They'll see that sacrifice. And they will do everything they can to pay you back tenfold. Maybe in money, but maybe in ways that are more valuable than money. Because money is only so valuable once you get to a certain point. And so maybe you're out there and you can't afford to do anything different than what you're doing right now, but you still have that heart. Your team will see that, and that'll really be an incredible business. And I would just love it if people could, you know, tweet me or write me on LinkedIn and tell me what are your ideas for how you're changing the game in business, how you're putting purpose over profit, and getting away from this hardcore capitalist system that's really created an unfair advantage for the big businesses, hurting individuals, hurting small businesses.
On that note, Dan, thank you for being on the CEO show.
Thanks for the time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.